Welcome to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven's Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah. So make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask Coyote Thunderhawk about certainty, the language of I am. Enjoy. I've heard you speak of living with a certainty, living in a way of speaking the language of I am. I'm going to live no matter what. How important is that to you? And do you believe that people should live in that state of way of thinking of every day, of not just thinking in a survival situation, but in a day-to-day, moment-to-moment thinking? Example, I'm going to get my business started no matter what. I'm going to become fit. I'm going to increase my finances. Is there any difference between those statements and saying, I am going to get this fire started no matter what?
Well, first of all, there's no difference in any of those statements as to aligning ourselves with the most powerful, which is the great I am, this universe, okay? And so when we say I am, and I've, in all my teachings and all my comings of my own self to this reality, knowing that when I was younger, I found myself often, and when I say younger, now that sounds kind of interesting, but even into my 20s, and having this background noise of that I'm not enough in a way, you know, because of things that were stated to me throughout my life that I took very personal, that I thought that I was not really much. And when you take it from all those certain areas like teachers or family members or, you know, ecclesiastical leaders or others out there that are stating something lesser than what we feel we are, because sometimes we already feel if we spill something a little bit less than, oh, God, I'm clumsy. But then when somebody says, you're such an idiot, God, clean that crap up, that adds to that. And so then we put like big, you know, emphasis on I am really an idiot or something like that. So somehow, without going too deep in all that, it's just we're already having some sort of inner dialogue with ourselves about I am, and we're already getting results. And when you initiated this conversation with this about, you know, does there a difference between I am increasing my finances and I am going to get a fire no matter what, in that way of I am? No, it's just putting an energy field, an acknowledgement. It's saying that and equating yourself to the greatest. It's saying that I am. It's not saying that I'm thinking about it. It's not saying that I might get to it. I am actively engaged right now in this event. So right now we're having this podcast. I am here. I am present. I am actively engaged in, you know, being able to access divine intelligence right now in order to gather all of the necessary information that I can articulate through me as this being into words that go out and are recorded and expressed out there that other people can listen to. So in this language of I am, it is a very creative process. You know, it is something that we're going from right now, and we're going to come over here, and there's nothing anyone can do about it, okay? So when it's about certainty, all right, certainty, I am going to live no matter what. I'm certain about it, okay? There's nothing anybody can do about it. There's nothing anyone can do about it. Wow. Whew, wow, that gets tiring, okay? It gets tiring to kind of make claim to my space of freedom, you know, in a way. So when we're walking in certainty, the first thing that happens is that we're walking usually a different direction than the majority of other people. So the majority of the other people are saying something along the lines of you're going the wrong way. And so that brings about, you know, things of distraction and self-doubt and wonderings and What is that? No, this feels right. So navigating without map and compass, okay? Being able to come to places where you trust something inside to get you to water, not seeing any indicator of water. So you have to be able to language yourself into something that isn't even there. But it is. Just can't see it yet, can't drink it yet, can't touch it yet, can't smell it yet, can't see it, you know, result it, whatever, but it's there. I am. I am becoming something very, very wonderful, okay? I don't even know what all that equates to, but it's getting better every day. So whatever these things are that we say about ourselves, do you want to have a successful business? Then you best language yourself into that. Do you want to have a healthy relationship with your children? Then you best language yourself into that. I am an effective parent. I am so loving. I'm so honest. I'm so vulnerable. I'm so able to communicate with my children in a way that is so real and on their level. I am intensely engaged in that. So I am takes us places, one way or another. If you don't like where you're at, I am yourself somewhere else.
Wow. That made me think, like, if I were to say, I think I'm going to go home and I think I'll work out, most likely I probably won't. But there is like this process for me. That's my training. I like to say I am, and it gets me excited. I am going to go home and work out. I'm going to kick my own butt. That power of that word, you know, of you got either I think I'm going to do something or I am going to do something. I kind of look at both of those, and one way is a very positive way to go, and the other way I don't agree with. I don't think that people should say, I think I'll do this.
Well, it's like this. Someone saying, I'm sorry, but, well, we've just discounted I'm sorry, okay? So when someone says, I'm going to go over there and think about it, then that's like, I am not sure. I'm not sure, but I'm going to think about it. I'm not sure. So there is not one aspect of certainty in there anywhere whatsoever. In fact, it is a vacant, black, dark hole of doubt and uncertainty. And so we have to create our own certainty or be susceptible to that dark hole.
I want to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have a particular topic matter that you would like to hear, please send me a request at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also, remember to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the services they provide. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with the Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love and God bless.